And we are back. You are listening to Davin's End. On the break, we were listening to We Gettin' the Money. I got to find the artist on that. It's Zombie something. We've played him before on the show. I just I did not have all the notes that I would have liked to have had.
Funny that Zombie Trucker asked, and it's Zombie something.
You know, zombies have a way of sniffing out other zombies. They're very they're very gifted, those zombies are. On the first part of the show, we talked about what I would do with a one-night stand,
yes,
which was really in the middle of my tale of woe at a Wendy's commercial. I don't know how that happened.
Well, because I have a dirty mind, and I like to twist things.
Yes, you do. And then Pip told us about a heckling that her man received while playing. And then Joe talked about a heartwarming story of a blowjob that was given during one of his shows. So
I can't believe people do that in public. I just can't.
I can.
Really? Yeah.
Why not?
No.
Well, you're a prude.
I guess.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. We'll do some Great Debates of Absurdity. If you guys don't remember what Great Debates of Absurdity are, we take a couple of some subject matter that some might find a little absurd, and we seriously debate on which is better. So, and we're going to go with the St. Patrick's Day theme tonight. So up first will be Pip will be debating how a leprechaun is a far superior mythical creature to my unicorn. So let me find that theme music, and we'll play some great debates of absurdity. Oh, I should have set this up, stupid. Now I'm doing I'm doing a bunch of things at once here. Where is that? Go over here. Oh, we're so smooth. This is why we need production. Here we go. Play that in a second. Great debates. Where is it, you cock? Here we go.
he probably uses himself.
Yeah.
You cock.
But you never listen to a show where you...
Because they have engineers. They have people to do
but
this
the
shit.
The host of the show doesn't sit there and mumble and go, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever heard Howard when shit doesn't work?
Oh,
have you ever
true.
Heard Anthony and Opie when shit doesn't work? Have you ever heard Anthony on his show when shit doesn't... Yeah, they do. Yeah, they just have other nitwits to help them. This nitwit's working solo with the help.
So you just wish you had somebody else to call a cock when things aren't working. You call yourself one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
I know where the blame lies. I am the cock at fault. Here we go. Great debates of absurdity.
Our country has seen great debates in history. Lincoln Douglas, 1858. Nixon Kennedy, 1960. Bush Clinton and Perot in 1992. But that all stops now. Welcome to Davin's Den's Great Debates in Absurdity.
All right, Pip, I forgot who you said you wanted to go first. I don't have a preference.
I said I did.
All right, Pip will be leading off being pro-leprechaun. Why the leprechaun is far superior to the unicorn.
Will it be today? It'll be coming from Pip O'Helix.
We're gonna hear this in that
voice.
Oh,
yes, you are. Huh. Yes, you are.
We have to sit through Mr. Davin. We can sit
Mr.
through Pip O'Helix.
Yes,
I don't do
right.
it through the whole thing, and people like the Mr. Davin. it's tested. We focus group Mr. Davin.
Well, you're going to have to be focusing on this now. All right, so everyone, Irish and non-Irish alike, know of our most famous wee folk, the leprechauns. St. Patrick's Day is as fine a day as any to celebrate their legacy, as the most splendid of shoemenders, the most clever of troublemakers, and the craftiest keepers of their pots of gold. Having a sense of humor is one of the highest aspirations any creature, human or otherwise, can aspire to. Don't you agree? Well, leprechauns have it in spades.
Hey, let's not get racist.
No, I wasn't getting racist. I wasn't getting racist, you cock. Let me finish. All right,
you
now.
In spades.
And you called him a soda.
I'm fizzy.
I did now.
He's, you called him a coke.
He's fizzy. He's annoying when shaken. All right. They're great lovers and pullers of practical jokes. Before George Clooney and his ilk started pulling each other's legs on movie sets. Aye, but they're crafty. Which you don't know he's famous for his pulling practical jokes on movie sets? George Clooney? You never heard of that?
What's that have to do with the leprechaun?
Well, because they're great pullers of practical jokes, you see. And it's just like
yes,
that.
Yes, when I think of George Clooney, I think puller of practical jokes.
Well, he is one. And they're crafty. It's extremely difficult to catch one of them after you've set them down and had a wee on a saran-wrapped toilet.
Wait, what?
What? Well, once you've had a practical joke pulled on you by a leprechaun, you're not exactly going to be able to catch them and pound them. They're very crafty, you see. But if you catch one, you'll be getting 3 wishes granted in order to secure their liberty. What a fine, fun, and fair bit full of the devil are these folk. They're the best mythical creatures ever.
Okay. All right. With all due respect to my esteemed colleague, the leprechaun, if I were to do a unicorn, I would have to talk, nyah, nyah, rah. And I really don't want to do that because I got to host a show. So,
no, I dare you to do that.
Nyah, rah. And a minute and a half later.
We'll call you Hank.
Hank?
Hank.
How about Ed?
No.
Mr. Ed? Hank?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm going to defend the unicorn.
Hank the unicorn, apparently.
Okay, gay it up, why don't you? Hank's a very gay unicorny name, but sure, Joe, whatever you want. The unicorn is a far superior creature than its wee adversary in tonight's debate, the leprechaun. Notice I did not say mythical, because when one has such a storied history of the unicorn, it is quite possible that the unicorn did, in fact, roam the earth. Sightings of the unicorn can be traced all the way back to 2500 BC, where stone etchings of it were found in the Indus Valley. Throughout history, the unicorn has been used for positions of high power. For instance, the throne of Denmark is made with unicorn horns, as are their ceremonial cups. In Scotland, the unicorn is in the royal coat of arms, and also the royal arms in the United Kingdom, Hungary, France, Czech Republic, and Germany. The unicorn, thus, is a symbol of superior caste, power, and leadership. It is also known as a symbol of purity, chastity, virginity, along with chivalry, pride, and being untamable. The unicorn is known for qualities which we all hope to attain. The unicorn is often depicted to be a white horse or goat-like creature with cloven hooves and a single horn on top of its head. The unicorn was known to be a fearsome beast, which was untamable by man. Only one type of creature could tame a unicorn, a creature that is so respected and treasured that it is offered by some cultures as a reward in heaven, the female human virgin. However, the unicorn is so adept and fierce that if a female human was only pretending to be a virgin, it would tear her apart. Though, not being a virgin, she was probably used to being torn apart. This shows the unicorn is smarter than man, as men often get fooled by women claiming to be virgins, or equally deceptive, I am technically a virgin because he only put it in my butt.
Was that the unicorn voice you were doing?
That was the unicorn voice. It was
that
would have
been the good unicorn. That would have been the voice.
Should have workshopped it before the show, AJ.
That would have been Hank.
Well, put through your curveball on that, so you didn't have, you know, how did
that's
you know?
An opening statement, no curveball.
How did you know?
You were throwing crap at me during my opening statement,
you're
sir.
Used to balls approaching your face.
That's true.
The unicorn is widely sought for the powers its horn possesses. It is said that if one ingests the horn, it will be protected from all human diseases and poison. On a side note, I have used that same reasoning when I have tried to convince a woman to ingest the ingredients in my horn. History will show that the unicorn has been far more successful than me with this ploy. Anyway, while a leprechaun's gold is certainly nice, the one thing gold can't buy is protection from all disease. The unicorn has long been featured in literature and art. Stories of the unicorn date back to the most revered and widely read books, the Bible. No less than Shakespeare mentioned a unicorn in Timon of Athens. Even today, iconic author J.K. Rowling mentioned unicorns in her Harry Potter series. The hunt of the unicorn is a high point in European tapestries that now hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. While the leprechaun is an impish little fellow that is really known for being a prankster, the unicorn is a symbol for all that we hope to be. There really is no contest between the mischievous fairy and the noble steed. I am confident you will see that the unicorn truly is the better mythical creature.
Okay, so
all right, let's roll up the sleeves and tear these two assholes apart. Let's get to work. Joe's arrived. Will the leprechaun be answering with the Irish accent throughout the rest of this piece?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, so you said that you can't catch a leprechaun. So how quickly does a leprechaun move?
A leprechaun moves as fast as he needs to move to get away from his would-be captors.
All right. Now, can a leprechaun be tamed by a virgin?
Well, wait. Don't I get to respond to that?
Okay.
Because that's how, because this is like, you ask her, you ask somebody, we get to respond, they get to respond back.
All right. So you respond.
Well, they don't run as far as fast as they need to get away because you said that you guys get caught. So you're not that fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're thinking that I am a leprechaun. No, I'm telling about the leprechauns. I'm not one of them, you see. Couldn't you tell?
You look like one. Got that red beard and everything.
Red beard. I've been plucking this thing every day religiously. And besides,
shave your wiry leprechaun.
Besides,
bitch.
A lot of them are coming in white now. It's very fearsome. But you know, the
like a unicorn,
like a unicorn. No, you know what? I am the occasionally they do get caught, but there are reasons, and the, you know, everybody likes to have their fun, but every once in a while, they get caught. That's why, like Lady Spitfire saying that her man, Mr. Ricochet, likes to watch his cops shows. What fun would it be if the leprechaun always got away?
Are you calling meth dealers leprechauns?
No, I'm saying that like the people on the cops, leprechauns occasionally get caught. But it's great fun. And
let the record state, Mr. Yes. Moderator, that her client is now compared to a criminal. And can we really support something like, you know, this person has created beloved people in our fans' lives to despots, and now she compares leprechauns to criminals.
Oh, okay. Now, in your case, you're comparing it to a criminal. Let's talk about statutory law.
Better than statutory rape.
Yeah, I thought that's where we were going.
That's where I thought we were going, too.
Well, statutory law would be brought up. Apparently, the only thing that could calm down a unicorn is a virgin.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in basically those days, women were very young. Was there any case that there might have been some underage doings with the unicorn having sex with the virgins?
None that's been reported.
None that's been reported?
No.
Okay. And where are you basing your findings on?
Oh, the place where all things are found, Wikipedia and other various sources. It's a unicorn, stupid. Encyclopedia Britannica.
You know,
but no, but none of the websites, and there was a lot of websites. Nobody said, and they hauled away the unicorn because it did a 9-year-old.
I love the way you go, shut up, moderator. Mr. Moderator.
I'm giving you the respect, in part, that you deserve.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Can I debate
that? Yes, you
can.
Yes, you can. Please rebut.
What is a unicorn but a white horse with a penchant for following virgins about? He's nothing but a stalker on a fool's errand. Yet daring to find an unsullied maiden in these parts, that is one that isn't busy selling cookies door to door. He's never going to find what he's looking for. So he's just a fool.
Just because your people tend to be whores does not mean other cultures are whores. A unicorn can find virgins. They find him in heaven. For Allah, they can find him here.
Wait, no. The unicorns would be visiting the virgins in heaven with Allah now?
Maybe.
Now, are you saying the unicorns are Muslims? Well, then I say, Mr. Moderator. Now, he's saying that I'm saying that my people consort with thieves, or they are thieves themselves. His sort consorts with Muslims. Does that not make him a lesser creature?
My sort, if you look historically, consorts with all cultures.
Oh, yeah. Oh! You think that's true? Oh, you think that bloody altar or chair that you were talking about before? You think that's really made out of unicorn?
Nobody say blood. Nobody had a virgin on the Denmark throne. What are you talking about?
Actually, I read the same damn Wikipedia article that you did, and I read it very carefully. You see, and you see those tapestries that
you
are
both
hanging.
Gave it to us.
No, I didn't. We looked it up ourselves, but Wikipedia comes up first. You see. But
nice catch. Yes.
The Google search. A proud tradition of my people.
the old Google is a fine tradition. And you
it's
know,
old Google today.
It's old Google.
Old Google, yes.
Oh, it's got lots of O's. Old Google. Now, you see, the thing is,
are you going to take control of this debate?
No, he's not. Ain't you seeing those tapestries you're
talking
about?
Look
at
that Irish temper.
Well,
I know.
Right.
That's why I've got red hair, you know.
All right, but we're
died.
Died.
In the unicorn's nature, has the unicorn been known to want to check IDs of virgins that he has been going after?
He's a horse/goat. He's not a bouncer. He doesn't have a mythical place with a hot tub and a bunch of people hanging out with weapons either, if that's what you're asking.
Wow, getting back to that. Got there before I did.
All right. He's a unicorn.
He's not a cha-cha.
Oh, boy.
I think I answered that well.
Now, the Leprechaun is known for practical jokes.
Yes.
A little, you know, a little fun throughout the years. Now, is the Unicorn known for practical jokes?
The Unicorn is not really known for practical jokes. The Unicorn is known as being a lot of things. Prideful, brave, a sense of humor. Eh, not so much. But then again, if you're a unicorn, what do you need with jokes?
Now, oh, that's rich coming from a comedian saying that.
Depends who you ask. Maybe not so much.
Maybe not. No, maybe not so much.
Joe, please step in.
I'm moderating.
Or you're trying to say what a wonderful creature the unicorn is, and he doesn't have a sense of humor at all.
I didn't say he doesn't have a sense of humor. I said he's not known.
He's not. Yeah, well, then he probably has a piss poor sense of humor, doesn't he?
No, he always wears a party horn to every damn thing event he goes to.
Yeah, and he's also throwing around a whole lot of sparkles and glitter and shit and generally wrecking up the place. You know,
leprechauns. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what unicorns do. They're all sparkly and glittery and hanging around.
They're
with
a
all
unicorn,
those...
not a gay guy. What are you talking about?
They're
no gay
around.
Bashing, no gay bashing.
No,
why,
no.
Are you dating a gay guy now?
No.
All right. No. Cocks have been sucked.
No, both of them.
Wow, all right.
Both of them.
Moderator's not easy.
Both of our folk are associated with Rainbow, so that we're not going to be in trouble with the LGBT community tonight.
No. Yes, we can all agree on that.
Right,
yes.
Now what is, I'm going to ask you two a question. Regarding the Rainbow, what is the Leprechaun and the Unicorn's feelings about the Rainbow? Because both the Rainbow has been associated with both of these creatures, or these mythical figures. You, Pip, go first on your thoughts on the Rainbow and the Leprechaun.
The Rainbow is a damn traitor, you know, because it's always pointing out exactly where the pot of gold is hidden. So they have to go and dig up the pot of gold and move it again, and so that the Rainbow isn't pointing the way so every damn fool and thief can go and find the pot of gold and try to dig it up on them.
Mm. So you would agree that the Rainbow is an enemy of
the Rainbow is an enemy of the Leprechaun kind.
Okay, what's the position with the Unicorn against the Rainbow?
Oh, we love rainbows. They're beautiful. They bring people joy. They make them happy. We're pro-Rainbow.
Bastards.
They even have a coalition. I give that two snaps.
And I'm like, is that so stupid?
I know. Joe will now be punishing himself. I'll take a break. It's St. Patrick's Day. Joe will flog himself.
Yeah. You know what I really enjoyed is how seriously you were looking at me while I was expounding on that.
Taking notes.
Okay. Leprechauns are crafty.
Yes, they are.
Okay, and describe ways that they're crafty.
Well, first of all, they do have their own actual craft, which is shoe mending. So I put it to you, how many times have you gone out and bought a new pair of shoes? Instead of going and having your shoes mended, you could have gone up to a fine leprechaun and have them fixed, and then you'd have less stuff sitting in all of the garbage dumps all over the world. They're very green. I mean, not only in their coats, but besides having they're crafty, not in actual craft, but they're crafty in the way that most of the time they get away from people. You see, leprechauns are mostly loners. They're quiet people, and they hide and they stay by themselves. You can understand that, Joe. They're a little bit on the grumpy side.
I would just like to point out that now the defender of the leprechaun has compared you, Mr. Moderator, to a wee person.
I
don't think Joe's girl would appreciate that.
You're waiting.
She's attacking you, Mr. Moderator.
Yes, I'm certain he's not wee in any part of his body.
It's a little late now.
No, it's not. No, listen. You know, Joe, you're not Irish, are you?
No.
No,
I thought you're part Irish.
Half Scottish.
Yeah,
no,
shit.
See, it's not the same thing at all. No, it's not.
300
because
miles to the west.
No, no.
Same shit. We would do that on a turnaround.
And we'd have to find a Wendy's in Ireland.
Exactly.
No. We'll be closing in 15 minutes.
I bet those redheads would be more cheery and happy to see us.
Probably would.
Yes.
No, they'd be closing in a half an hour because, you know, it everything runs on Ireland time. Mm. 15 minutes means a half an hour, 45. But anyway, no, your girl will be happy to know that you're not Irish because, see, when St. Patrick's ran all of the snakes out of Ireland, all he left behind was the worms, hence the Irish curse.
Okay, we're getting a little off track on that.
Thank you. Yes, yes, we are.
So you're saying that the leprechaun is more of the crafty individual.
They're very crafty. Them most of the time they get away, but they get away with more jokes than they get caught at.
More jokes, like
more
pranks.
Pranks.
Now, is the unicorn known for pranks? And if it is known for pranks, is it as crafty as the leprechaun?
No, a unicorn doesn't have to be known for pranks. It's defending people. It's hanging out with royalty. It's not putting whoopee cushions on thrones.
So your opinion is that the unicorn is more of a defender than a crafty.
The unicorn is a warrior.
A
warrior. And where did you see that in the Wikipedia?
There's other articles.
Oh, yes, sir. Tell me about their warlike qualities, then. Well, I don't believe that
they're on coats of arms. If they were pussies, would they be on coats of arms?
Oh, yes, they very well could. You know what? They're not really crafty at all. What they've done...
No, I know they're not.
No, they use their great horns to heal, but, you know, those horns are pointy. They probably caused all those wounds that they're healing. Bastards.
Yeah, okay. I think our leprechaun defender might have been hit in the nip a little bit. Save it for the Ann Jackson drinking game, will you there?
Now, the leprechaun will give three wishes, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And three wishes when they're caught.
Yes, and that's one of the... Oh, I'm sorry. Continue with your question, sir.
Okay, so basically the three... Now, three wishes when they're caught. Now, as for the unicorn, if the unicorn is caught, seems to be that it will turn into a violent animal unless you are a virgin. What would you do, or what can you do? Would it offer you wishes or anything to get out of the way of a unicorn?
What is a unicorn if it's caught?
If it's caught.
It'll kick your ass.
Okay.
it's not pulling pranks. It's a warrior. It's a free spirit. It's untamable. Unless you got a tight one and hasn't been used before. And then we can talk.
And it's a virgin and it would cancel itself out because it's a virgin.
Yes, we do like any man does, a nice virgin.
I don't agree with you, sir, because...
Because you're a whore.
Besides that, that's besides the point. Mr.
What, I can't personally attack her?
I swear to God, I wish I would... If you became a lawyer, I would just sit there eating popcorn, watching you call...
There was a lot of law students and college people that were rooting for just that thing. You know? That's what they're like, oh, I want to go against you in court. I want to...
Jesus, you would stand up to say good morning, Your Honor, to put you in contempt.
Now hold on. As far as good morning goes, you're the last person to talk Mr. Marauder.
I'm getting up in bed, not standing in front of a court of law.
Well, you've certainly done that quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress.
Right.
Which is something you should have done.
Damn it, I forgot.
Take control of this.
Damn it, I forgot the question.
Of course you did, because you're drinking.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
Have another Lucky Charm, stupid.
I'm drinking Mountie Dew because it's magically clean, delicious.
She can't even get it. She doesn't even know what her food's catchphrases are.
Now
you do the do.
No, I do the do, but I'm drinking it because it's magically delicious. And it's green for the day.
Okay.
It's green every day.
let's discuss the character's association with royalty.
Yes.
Okay, now, you stated that the unicorn is on a lot of symbols of royalty,
mm-hmm.
representing Thrones, a lot of royalty. Now, the leprechaun, is the leprechaun... represented in association of royalty.
No, it's not associated with royal persons per se. It is mostly associated on the tourism trade for Ireland itself as something really twee and silly for people to come over and completely barrage Irish actual persons with and torment them and pretend that they're all strange little comical creatures that are short and green.
I don't even think I have to respond to that. She just made her case for me why they suck.
No, they don't suck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want my country's symbol to be something that badgers the inhabitants. What a great idea.
No,
what a lovely symbol for us all to behold. Oh, we're all little leprechauns. Mock us. Great. Come
but
here
one,
and mock us.
But one would think the unicorn with its warrior attitude and maybe its coat of arms being shown in situations of war, maybe the unicorn is not the most friendly iconic figure as the leprechaun would be.
Only
more.
When you try to catch us. We're beautiful animals.
Oh, and that's the point I was trying to make before. I tend to disagree with you, sir, because you were saying before that they're having lovely tapestries hanging in the Metropolitan Museum of Art up in, what the hell is the name of that?
The place.
Now, the place, you know, the place. The, I forget the name of the damn part of the museum that's up north. Anyway, they have the tapestries hanging. One of the most famous tapestries hanging there is of the unicorn surrounded by a fence because he's been caught.
Yes, but traditionally... Most of the art forms show a unicorn with a chain around its neck, but the chain is broken because the unicorn has been caught and escaped because of his bravery and chivalry.
No, it's because he's got a bloody great screwdriver on the affixed to the top of his head, and he got himself free. See, now,
so he can get himself free.
Yes, but
he doesn't need to play a little joke.
No. They can
look over there. Ooh, I'm gone.
No, they get
that's what
free.
That's what the leprechaun does. Ooh, look over there. Who the hell's looking over there when somebody tells you look over there? You're not looking over there. You keep your eyes on the leprechaun, and he can't escape.
If somebody
unless
says,
he's in one of those horror movies, that's a different type of leprechaun.
Oh, no, that's a different kind of leprechaun altogether. We're not talking about those, the horror leprechauns.
Yes, those are horrible leprechauns.
That's another variety. But you know what? I want to say it to you, sir. The only thing that a unicorn can do for you is it can heal you. And I present that it's probably caused the wound in the first place. But you see, if a leprechaun gets caught, it offers you three wishes. One of the wishes could be health. The other wish could be anything that you want. It could be great fortune. It could be a great big willy. It could be anything you want, and you still got a third one left.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
How many, if I may?
Yes, please.
How many instances of leprechauns actually granting these wishes and giving their pots of gold do we have?
Numerous.
Please give us examples.
What, in folklore, for going back for many, you know, decades,
sounds
hundreds
vague.
Of years.
Sounds vague. Example.
Well, because, you know, the people that go, it's not like you win the bloody lottery and you have to go down and register yourself. So you have to pay taxes on it. Nobody's telling.
So you don't have an example?
I don't have an exact example because it's all in the folklore.
Okay, so an example. Give me examples of where the unicorn's horn has been aided in healing.
Well, that's the reason why the cups were made out of unicorn horns, because it was believed that if you drank out of those cups, because they
were believed, but were there instances that it was proved?
Well, I mean, if it's good enough for royalty, it's good enough for you, stupid. With all due respect. All right, it's associated with the Virgin Mary and Jesus Christ. Is that good enough for you?
Depends on your religious views. You don't believe in them.
I believe they exist. I certainly do.
Do you?
Of course. Yeah. I go into buildings all the time where he's up there. Yeah. Sometimes I walk around, Virgin Mary's outside, she's all over the place. People have even seen her in Toast. Obviously she exists.
He also hears the name when people know he's coming to the club. But anyway, let's go on.
That was supposed to be Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is.
That's what Joe was going for. Yeah. He's a better moderator than comedian, which tells you something.
All right, let's wrap this up. One final arguments.
Oh, who starts?
Pip will start.
Okay.
Oh, Pip.
I think the leprechauns are a much finer creature. Not only are they a lot more, they're a lot more realistic for a mythical creature, because they not only have the good side to them, that they have things that they're able to perform, like they have their shoe mending, and that they can grant wishes, but they also have a devilment side to them, which makes them more like actual human beings. We have the good and the bad, so they're a much more balanced creature. And besides, the unicorn can only offer you health. A leprechaun can offer you anything that you wish for. I think that they're much better creatures all around.
Listen, if I may. The
Your Honor. Members of the jury.
People of the den pen. If I may. The leprechaun. The folklore of the leprechaun, while very cute, dates back only a few hundred years. The legend of the unicorn goes back to 2500 BC, and it's been carried on through generations. It was so good that the holy book, written by God himself. Oh, I can't help it if you're a pagan.
I was merely clearing my throat. Please,
what,
carry on,
sorry. Leprechaun?
Get out of there.
Oh, it's the leprechaun juice. Well, she interrupted.
Sorry.
She swallowed.
Sorry,
my
tongue is green, isn't it?
Stop licking the leprechaun. He didn't wish for that.
Yes, he did.
It has, it's been in the Bible. It's been the greatest writer modern history has known. Shakespeare has mentioned the unicorn. It's in one of the most popular books of the 20th/21st century. Throughout history.
No, that's 21st century.
It's cute. He tries. Historically, there's no way that you can compare the two. Also, like I said, yeah, the unicorn is not known for humor. And humor is certainly good. I mean, we don't use it on this show, but other places use humor and everything. But I think when you're looking, when you need to put your money on something, you want something that's brave and prideful and chaste and is a warrior. Something that if you wanna compare yourself to somebody in shoes, you certainly can do that. It worked for Al Bundy. I guess it could work for the leprechaun. But if you want to think in terms of royalty, the best of the best, minus the inbreeding, the cream of the crop. through various nations, not just one. Ireland, it's cute. We get it. Ireland has the leprechaun. But as I stated earlier, this goes to Scotland. I believe a country you hold dear, Mr. Moderator.
No leading.
Okay. Prick, I'll pay you later. Scotland, the UK, which I believe owned Ireland pretty much at one point.
Not all of it.
The good parts. Sure, what are you going to do? That was probably the leprechauns doing. The leprechauns are terrorists.
No, don't be preempting our Irish parade discussion.
Yes. Yeah, stop interrupting. Exactly. Stupid. Royalty throughout various cultures. Listen, like I said, if you want to have a good time, have a couple jokes, sure. You get yourself a leprechaun. If you want some sugary cereal, you get yourself a leprechaun. I get it. There's a need for the leprechaun. If you want to support a football team that really hasn't been good in about 20, 30 years, you get yourself a leprechaun. But if you want bravery, if you want to get that sweet virginal tang, you get yourself a unicorn.
May I rebut?
No, there's no rebutting. It's the close.
Done?
No, you are a butt. There's no rebut.
You are a butt.
So there we have it. If people in the den pen want to weigh in, that is the debate. Joe, you certainly can offer your opinion. Pip and I cannot offer any further opinions on who we thought was better.
Damn.
But you certainly can, Joe.
Okay, I will be offering my opinion on the which creature or a mythical figure would stand out. Basically, my thoughts are this. The leprechaun does have its folklore. The leprechaun has known it for its sense of humor, also practical jokes, how crafted they are, how you can't catch them, and also the fact that if you do catch them, they get you three wishes to let you go. However, we're close to the unicorn, where the leprechaun is a mythical creature known in Ireland. The unicorn has been known throughout the world for centuries more, considered by royalty to be on their coat of arms, also considered to be a more of a majestic...
Are we off the air? Oh, no, we're not on the... Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt. I wasn't seeing you talking to them. I'm sorry.
Check 1, 2, 3.
What? Is your mic off, Joe?
My mic is on.
Yeah, it's on.
My mic is on.
I apologize.
Oh, he's trying to throw off the moderator.
No, I wasn't. It just wasn't registering, so you probably have to. I want people to hear Joe's words of wisdom.
So as I was saying, basically, the leprechaun is known as a creature in Ireland. However, the unicorn is known centuries before throughout the world. Also, three wishes is good. They're more of the healing powers and also the religious applications of where the unicorn is compared to where the leprechaun is. My ruling is that I feel that the unicorn would be more of a prominent mythical creature.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Oh,
Thank you.
I was robbed. The chat is saying, speak up, you bastard.
I'm trying.
Yeah, well, hold on. Don't say anything, Pip, and let's all enjoy that. But let's Joe talk.
Can everybody hear me? Is my mic on? Am I saying something?
I don't know why it's not registered.
We don't know about you saying something, but... Hang on a second.
Check.
Please stand by.
No, don't say stupid. Check.
Mic. Okay, well, we're futzing with the mic because there seems to be a problem with Joe's mic, and that's why you're having trouble hearing him. We'll see if that works.
Stop talking. I'm going to switch mics for you.
Sorry, it's just a radio show, and we're having complete dead air.
No, I think his mic might have just...
Oh, just crapped out on you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
stop talking for a second.
Check.
All right. So what we're going to do is...
Sorry about the speak up, you bastard. No, I'm not really.
I know this mic works because the phone was running off of it.
Yeah.
All righty. Can you folks hear me now?
Yeah, you're good now.
Yeah.
All righty. So basically what I was saying for the people that could not hear, my decision is going to be the unicorn... is going to be the most prominent mythical creature or figure, basically due to its centuries more in history. Basically, the leprechaun was known in Ireland predominantly, but the unicorn was known all over the world, like I said, for centuries more. The unicorn is more of a warrior type, which has been rivered by royalty and so forth, where a leprechaun is more of a sillier creature. And I think with history, I think a more serious creature would be more of what you're looking for. So I rule for the unicorn.
Yay! A big victory for the unicorn on a day when leprechauns are celebrated.
I was robbed!
It's like... It's,
you know, where's me Dom Gold?
It's like going into Green Bay or even Notre Dame. Well, not Notre Dame because they suck. But it's like going into Green Bay and winning on the road. That's what this is. Bully for the unicorn.
No wishes for you.
That's all right. I'll give him my horn. We'll give him a virgin. He'll be fine.
It's a narwhal horn. Damn it.
A what?
Narwhal.
Well, maybe you should have brought narwhal. That up sooner.
I thought I was going to have another opportunity.
Well, you know, well, I told you how it works beforehand.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So, like a typical Irish person, you were too drunk to pay attention.
Don't rub it in.
All right. The second great debate of absurdity. Very good job, Joe. Right.
Yes.
Second great debate of absurdity. The St. Patrick's Day Parade versus the Puerto Rican Day Parade. These both take place in New York City. We're just talking about the New York City versions of these. Pip will be moderating.
Yes.
I will
unfortunately.
I will be the Puerto Rican Day Parade advocate. Joe will be the St. Patrick's Day Parade advocate. Pip, who would you like to go first?
I would like to hear about the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Of course you would.
Because somebody sore as hell. All right.
I'm not bitter. Go!
Yeah, this don't look good for me at all. I should have thrown that far so I had a chance on this one. Did the pen weigh in at all? And whether
no, they haven't said who. Well, actually, you know, they were talking during the thing.
Why listen to a show?
I don't know. You know what? In their defense, if they can't hear it, you know.
They can hear us. I don't know how long your mic
is.
Yeah, so, you know.
They heard us, but yeah, they were going back and forth. You know, Lisa mentioned that she likes the rainbow flag, leprechaun all the way. Joe's girl said she's partial to unicorns. Hey.
Maybe I had a little advantage.
No,
there.
No. I was very impartial.
He didn't know that.
There was no advantage. I
maybe
was.
They had a discussion before.
I
would, we don't
no,
know.
No, wrong. They're driving wrong.
What's
no,
your
no,
favorite
no, no,
creature?
No, 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 no. I was impartial.
You mean you don't talk about leprechauns and unicorns with your lady in your quiet time?
No. I was impartial.
Okay. The zombie trucker was a little confused, and he weighed in for Unikitty. And Lisa can't get over the fact that you couldn't get any drive-through Wendy's. So,
all right, we'll move on.
Yes, right. I think that's best.
We might have to buy a new microphone during the week, but we'll move on.
Yes.
All right. So, Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Yes.
Here we go. The Puerto Rican Day Parade takes place in New York City along Fifth Avenue on the second Sunday of June. June, which provides lovely weather for a parade. It celebrates Puerto Ricans living in the USA and Puerto Rico. And keep in mind, Puerto Rico has given us a lot of great baseball players like Ivan Rodriguez. Pudge, if you will. And Bernie Williams, somebody who we all know and love, is Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Bernie Williams was Puerto Rican.
Bernie Williams is Puerto Rican.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a little soften up the enemy, or the moderator, as the case may be. It celebrates Puerto Ricans living in the USA and Puerto Rico. It annually attracts more than 2 million people, which make it one of the largest outdoor events in the USA. It began in 1958 and now has expanded to include events all throughout New York City. So it's not just a parade. It's like a festival of Puerto Ricans.
For some reason that came out, so I was like, it's like potpourri of Puerto Ricans.
Whatever it takes, okay? Listen, I've got an uphill battle with this one. Many parades feature politicians, but the Puerto Rican Day Parade has featured celebrities such as Mark Anthony, Ricky Martin, and Jennifer Lopez. And she is a fine piece of ass, is she not?
Yes, indeed.
Exactly. The parade has been featured on perhaps the greatest sitcom of all time, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And Law and Order. It's an extremely festival and colorful event that is to be enjoyed by everybody, regardless of sexual preference. The best part is, the best part is, after it is over, you can still remember you were there. Unlike drunken stumbles masquerading as parades. The Puerto Rican Day Parade, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Very good. Now, can we hear from Joe regarding the St. Patrick's Day
Parade? I feel the St. Patrick's Day Parade is superior than the Puerto Rican Day Parade. In the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you don't have to board up the windows at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. there are no gangs.
It's
at the
a pro.
Also, the St. Patrick's Day Parade stands for law and order, because usually cops are marching and firemen are marching in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, whereas in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, it's usually the Crips. The St. Patrick's Day likes gays. They love gays. They want them to have singular voice and want them to march and not have their message clouded by drinking. And to respect gays and honor them, they forbid them to be in the parade.
That was a twist I didn't see coming.
You know what? They're doing him a favor. He let him argue for the four of me. He's got way better stuff than I do.
The mayors of New York have, and also the St. Patrick's Day Parade has a power of changing people. The former mayor of New York, Ed Koch, proclaimed himself Ed Koch on St. Patrick's Day, Edward O. Koch, and they made a Jew Irish. I have never seen the Puerto Rican Day do that. The only time I've ever seen a Jew and an Irishman was on Welcome Back, Carter with Juan Epstein.
Puerto Rican and a Jew.
Puerto Rican and a Jew.
Well, the Puerto Rican and a Jew, that's the only time that ever happened.
Yeah, but you just said the Puerto Rican and a Jew.
I rephrased myself. Basically, the only time
Did you go to the parade
today? A Jew was ever made. No, a Jew was only made a Puerto Rican on Welcome Back, Carter. There was never a transformation in the parade like that. It transforms people, where a Jew could be made Irish. The Puerto Rican Day Parade can't do that. The only time a Puerto Rican was ever made a Jew was on Welcome Back, Carter.
Okay.
Now it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Glad we can help you fix up your opening debate.
Right.
Take two.
Okay.
He's usually so good at this.
Yeah. The grand marshals for the parade have been cardinals, mayors, executives. The Puerto Rican Day Parade, Rick Martin and...
Ricky Martin. Ricky... Not the guy who used to own the brokerage.
Not Rick Morgan, stupid.
Not Morgan. He didn't own the brokerage, stupid.
I don't give a shit. I never played there.
Well, that was good.
Which one? Yeah, it was the brokerage. That was the one he owned.
Now, the Puerto Rican the Puerto Rican parade does not have...
They don't call it the Puerto Rican parade. I have to interrupt. Spix wandering down the street is not another name for it either.
Oh, my God!
Try not to be so offensive. Yes. Continue, sir.
The Puerto Rican Day Parade does not have bagpipes. And if you don't have bagpipes in a... bagpipes that along...
Did he just say bag kikes? Did he just insult the Jews, too?
If you don't have bagpipes in a parade in New York, it's not a parade. Yes, the Puerto Rican parade has something big that can have air blown out of it, but J-Lo's ass doesn't count. The Puerto Rican parade has a lot of foods that are confusing. The St. Patrick's Day is simple. Corned beef, cabbage, and beer. You can tell the St. Patrick's Day parade by the waving of the green. The Puerto Rican parade, the wearing of... What do they wear? What are they wearing in the Puerto Rican parade? We don't
That's
know.
Not the time to discuss that.
No.
You should know, stupid.
No.
Why don't you insult some more people?
The St. Patrick's... All right.
Why, thank you, sir. Thank you.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade, the St. Patrick's Day Parade has lovely Irish dancers. The Puerto Rican Day Parade has three chicks from the Bronx twerking on a Toyota Corolla. And that's why the St. Patrick's Day is superior.
Wow. I need a breath. Oh, my God. All righty.
I think that's what you would say.
Okay. The first question after that debacle. I mean, after that fine opening. First for Joe. What group of people is most likely to demonstrate against your parade?
The gays.
Ah, why would that be?
Because they're not allowed in.
I have nothing to add to his statement.
What kind of people would be most likely to demonstrate at the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
People who don't like being stabbed, maybe. But really.
They're usually the police.
No, they're there keeping the peace. The police are doing a fine job. Unlike the St. Patrick's Day Parade, all the police involved with the Puerto Rican Day Parade are sober.
Yeah, I think it's a more unruly parade than a St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, you got a bunch of hooligans running around, and this time the cops can't help you because they're all shit-faced.
Yeah, that's right. They can't steal or anything like that or stab. They're too drunk. That's why it's a safer parade. It's more family-oriented than the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yes, it is. It's more family because there's not a Puerto Rican. Because he brought up the point that it's in June. Puerto Rican people love to dress scantily. Okay, and
now you're not talking about the parade. You're just slandering people.
I'm not slandering people. I'm stating the facts. And in June, they love
thinking about Carnival, which is actually in Brazil?
No, you have you seen the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Actually, no.
It's more wild than a St. Patrick's Day Parade. If I had a kid, I wouldn't want him to watch the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
what is going on that you wouldn't
because
want your
child
the to
girls say? Are all moving around to Latin music there, shaking everything, and it's June and it's warm up in the St. Patrick's Day parade. It's cold and everybody's wearing a jacket. It's good environment for the kids. It's like seeing a Thanksgiving Day parade, but everybody's just as high as the floats.
Well, now for Davin first, what differences would you expect in your parade if it was held in March instead of June?
Puerto Ricans are wise people. We want to be inclusive. There's no... Listen, when you're as good-looking as the Puerto Rican people are, and they are an attractive people with a nice tan, you want to show as much of that skin as possible. We're not trying to cover it up with coats because we're pasty and yicky. We're a good-looking people. We wouldn't hold it in March. We got taste.
Now, would you expect more shenanigans in the St. Patrick's Day parade if it was held in June?
No, because they're all drunk. They're too drunk to get in trouble. And that's the big part of the St. Patrick's Day parade. Drunkenness makes safety. If you're too drunk, you're not going to steal. You're not going to rob. The Crips don't come in and they're all drunk. They come in and they rob and they steal. Where in the St. Patrick's Day, there's all cops there and everybody's drunk. Everybody's having fun and everybody behaves themselves.
So, if I may ask.
Yes, of course.
Drunk people never commit crimes.
Not when they're at a parade.
But the parade ends. Where do they go?
Home.
Drunk. How do they get there?
They walk. It's the city, stupid.
No, people. 2 million people. Some people are driving.
Well, they got to show responsibility.
And they always do, don't they?
Yes.
What happens after the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yeah, where do they go?
There's festivals all over the city. We take the subway, we take a cab, we still have more festivals. It's a citywide thing. It starts on Saturday, we do more on Sunday. It's a lovely time. It's a lovely summer day. It really is nice. We go to the Central Park. I mean, listen, I don't...
Well, because that's where the mugging is.
Well,
you got to go where the business is.
I don't recommend wearing a white t-shirt if you have big tatas. But that's because we're so damn attractive.
Well, that brings me around to our next point.
Okay, good. I'm glad there are points.
Yes. What, besides the white t-shirt, what is the best way to meet a girl at the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Somebody that you knew or did not know ahead of time?
A new girl.
What's the best way to meet a new girl?
Yeah, to meet a girl, pick up a girl.
I mean, depends. There's a couple of, you can, well, first of all, the great thing about the Puerto Rican Day Parade is it doesn't have to be a guy trying to meet a girl. It could be a girl meeting a girl. We're all inclusive. It's nice that way.
Good point.
Yeah, it is a good point. Listen, there's a couple of different ways. You can go up to the lady who's shaking it, you know, in the parade, looking beautiful. Because there's nothing to hide. You see, it's all good. You can go to a parade, somebody along the parade route. You could talk to them. You could go one of the festivals, meet somebody there. Or, listen, maybe you're a little bit more forceful, a little aggressive. A knife is fine, too. There's all sorts of ways you can meet. You have a lot of options.
Okay. And at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, what's the best way to meet a girl?
You show her your shillelagh.
Yeah, but they're wee shillelaghs. She's drinking. She's going to see four wee things.
They're wee long shillelaghs.
Really?
And then you guy her a drink, so she's going to be a little bit buzzed. You know, and she's going to see the shillelagh, and you're in like Flint.
And then you have date rape. That's lovely.
No, it's not date rape. It's consensual sex between two alcoholically drunk people.
It's not consensual if she can't say yes or no, stupid. She's drunk.
Look at Erin Go Bra. Then, you know.
Leave her tits out of this. I prefer Erin Go Bra. Listen, June.
What is the single best reason for your St. Patrick's Day Parade?
To walk and get drunk and frequent bars.
Okay, that's three, but okay. Now, what's the single best reason for the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
To enjoy the culture of the Puerto Rican people and Puerto Rican pride.
Okay. So, walking drunk and pride.
And culture.
And culture.
But it celebrates a lot of culture. That
no,
drunk
no, no,
is
no,
culture.
You can't rebut that.
I'm not rebutting it.
You're a little rebutting.
No, because drinking is part of Irish pride. And that's what a lot of done.
I've seen a lot of drunk Irishmen, and pride was not the adjective that came to
mind. That pride is from the old country. That pride comes there. Pride of generations of proud Americans that came here and became policemen.
So we were talking
and
about
firemen.
Irish people.
And I am talking
about. You just said proud Americans that came here.
Well, proud Irish people, Irish Americans that came here.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, and became firemen and cops.
And what's that have to do with the drinking point you were just making?
Because they work hard. They deserve a drink.
So they're drunk firemen and cops. Yeah. Good. Okay, what could go wrong with that?
Nothing. That you feel safer.
They're a little too shit-faced to put out a fire, so they try to piss it out.
You will feel much safer at the St. Patrick's Day Parade than you would at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I would rather have drunk cops and firemen running around than the Crips.
No.
Really? So let me ask you a question. Who would you rather hang out with, the Crips or drunk Irish firemen and cops?
Are the Crips sober?
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with the Crips because they're probably not going to start with me because I'm not going to piss them off.
A little Jew? Oh, boy. They're going to be holy
cow. They'll be fine. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to display any colors as opposed to a drunk Irish cop running around waving his gun around. No, I'll pass.
No, it's the, they don't wave their gun around. You know.
Okay. The final question.
Okay.
If a unicorn was to walk into the middle of your parade, what would happen to it?
We would embrace it. We embrace all cultures.
And at the Irish parade?
We would paint it torn green.
And ban it. And I win. Look, I got Joe laughing so hard he can't catch his breath. Like a rainbow. Win for the Puerto Rican. They
win. It's a funny joke doesn't mean you won.
All right, I'd like to hear your final arguments, gentlemen.
Who would you like to go first?
Well, now is it the order that you started?
You're moderating. Oh,
okay,
you want.
I'd like to hear the Puerto Rican Day parade first.
While it is true, the Puerto Rican Day parade does not have the history of the St. Patrick's Day parade, which the St. Patrick's Day parade advocate failed to mention for some reason. Good job, stupid.
Are you going to tell him no badgering?
No badgering.
Yeah.
Fine, you're stupid. Not stupid.
All right.
You still are. What the Puerto Rican Day Parade has been able to accomplish since 1958 is remarkable. It's always been an all-inclusive parade. It celebrates dancing, having a good time, Puerto Rican pride, Puerto Rican American pride. It's been featured, like I said, in television shows. It has become so big that it's now a festival throughout the city that encompasses more than just one day. So something to be said for that. The weather's lovely. It's June. We know how to plan a parade. And let's be honest. Is there did he mention Ed Koch? Who would you rather look at? Dead Ed Koch or hot Ricky Martin or Jennifer Lopez? I mean, we got some good-looking parade walkers. We are a good-looking people. And we can tan. And his big, the St. Patrick's Day big claim to glory is you can be drunk. But let's be honest, these are Irish we're talking about. They're drunk anyway. They don't need a parade. This is just another day where they can do it out in public for a while. And it's all fun and games if you happen to own a brew, a pub, for the first hour after the parade. But those parade goers don't go home. And we know how rowdy they get and how destructive they can be. Tearing a private property, capitalist, if you will. Just trying to earn a dollar. And no respect to capitalism. No respect. So I think if you want a respectful, festive parade with hot chicks and gay guys in lovely weather that would accept unicorns, the Puerto Rican Day Parade is the parade for you.
Thank you.
You're
Puerto
welcome.
Rican Day Parade advocate, Devin. And now,
I feel
St. Patrick's Day.
I feel the St. Patrick's Day. Yes, I did mention the drinking. That has always been a tradition with the St. Patrick's Day. But I also feel the St. Patrick's Day has been more of a time-honored event. The St. Patrick's Day has...
You feel that way now that I mention it, stupid?
No badgering.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
It was a time-honored event. The fact that I did not bring up it as a time-honored event does not take away that it is a time-honored event. And I was going to mention it anyway in my closing statement, regardless if you mentioned it or not. So getting back, it is a time-honored event. Yes, drinking has been a part of it, but that's part of the culture to celebrate. Basically, the St. Patrick's Parade has been known for notables such as people from religion, people from politics, always being the Grand Marshal. There's never been the stigma of violence and trouble that the Puerto Rican Day Parade has. Yes, it has had its issues, but it does not have the much of a stigma that the Puerto Rican Day Parade has. And it's more of a celebration and more of a classier celebration than the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And that's why I feel it's a lot better.
Okay. Well, I have heard your thoughts, gentlemen. And
gentlemen was the hardest word for her to say after that.
Yeah. You actually both gave me some things to think about.
Well, we're very good at this. We gave a lot of people things to think about.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep tonight, as a matter of fact.
Excuse me.
No, you know, I should have recused myself as the moderator for this particular event, being that I am of Irish extraction.
I understand that. Yes. I had a tougher hill to climb.
Yes,
right?
Yes. On the one hand, one does find that it is, an exciting time for New Yorkers in that there is one parade that is all inclusive and has been, and that would
going.
Be
she's going to be anti-gay.
That would be welcome. That would be welcoming of gays, unicorns, and all the people that showed up, even if it was Enrique. What's his name? Jennifer Lopez's?
Mark Anthony. You're so anti-Puerto Rican. They all look alike and sing alike to you, don't they?
No. Cadaver Man. Oh, my
Ed Koch,
dear God.
We already mentioned him.
No, not him. No. Her husband. Wow. Bang.
Yeah, she
wow.
traded down.
Yeah, wow. Damn. Yeah. What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
But on the,
I had nothing to do with that.
On the other hand, as much as the there is the stigma, even though they let in some of the gays, but not all of the gays, which is a big disappointment. Big disappointment. On the
look at her looking at
the,
you like it was your decision.
Yeah, like
big
I was sitting there.
Disappointment.
All right, you and Chad could come in. Bruce and Henry, you stay right there. Yeah.
Pretty, she was working the door to the parade.
pretty much, yeah. Now, you guys that could pass, okay. You flamboyant gays, you stay the fuck over there.
We want manly gays.
We want manly gays. Yeah. That rainbow shit over there.
Rainbow shit.
New green wares. Okay.
That's funny.
Okay. Thank God the Guinness people said, now we can actually sponsor this shit again. As much as it is a disappointment, and that's as a side note, that it is not all inclusive, one has to say that there is a point that it there is less of a taint. I said taint of violence during the Irish festival.
Well, listen, if there's violence around your taint, you're already in trouble.
The crooks only move 2 inches.
If there's violence by your taint, there's trouble in the neighborhood. Something's going to be violated.
Move 2 inches.
It doesn't matter if it's a Puerto Rican or an Irishman, there's trouble afoot.
I'd have to say that even though it was a close debate, and especially in honor of St. Patrick's Day today, that the win has to go to St. Patrick's Day.
If the debate was 2 weeks from now, I would have won, stupid. Settle. That's what she pretty
don't
much
said. Don't be a sore loser, stupid.
She said in honor of today.
Hey, well, a win's a win. I'm a Met fan. A win's a win.
What does that have to
because,
do with
you know,
because you're good in spring training?
No, because we stink and we usually luck out when we win. So that's
and that's who you picked. Good job.
Thanks for completely like throwing away.
Even he can't believe this horse shit.
I know. I believe in what I was saying.
Well, Joe's girl is celebrating in the den.
Yay!
Yay, Shalal is slobbering tonight for all.
Really?
What? You talked about it. You said when the girl sees a Shalal.
Actually, she thought it was really funny when I said about the snakes being driven out of Ireland, but they unfortunately they only left the worms. So it was funny. So
I like
her.
Pip has to call back to a joke that actually was received well.
So I like her.
She's
okay.
A good kid.
Good. You like people
she's
who like
a good kid.
Actually, they're really good. I mean, yeah, you had an uphill slog, but that was actually pretty good.
I did better than I thought I was going to do.
Yes, you made it sound fun and festive, and I was like, wait a minute, that's not.
Yeah,
what
I tried to downplay the stabbings.
That's not what I see on the news.
I saw those too.
I saw those too.
That's not what I see on the news.
And by the way, they banned the Seinfeld episode for quite some time.
Now, look, did
you want to know? No, I didn't. No, I read that because you know we were all doing the research. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. They showed it on the reruns.
They still show it sometimes.
They showed it on TBS. Yeah, I've seen it on TBS.
They showed it every once in a while, but they took it out of rotation for a long time, and it was banned.
Yeah. There were certain facts with my parade I did not mention.
Actually, one of the things that I read that a lot of the people that were the causers, because they did have gang violence, but it's like...
It wasn't even Puerto Ricans.
No.
It was like Dominicans and other people.
It was Dominicans.
But if you look at that episode, it was funny. There was nothing derogatory there.
Well, originally...
Kramer like stomped on the Puerto Rican Day flag.
But it was
Rican flag.
But the whole point of it was, you know, that it was just he's an imbecile. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Hey, listen, if he stomped on an American flag, he wouldn't. He's an imbecile.
Oh hell, that would that would have gotten out of syndication.
A flag's a flag. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. All copies of that show would have been burned.
Yeah, pretty
know?
Much. That never would have gotten past censorship.
No, wouldn't have.
Living a different time, but it's back. But
the,
yeah.
But it is kind of unfair. I mean, just as a side note, it is kind of unfair that it besmirches the whole Puerto Rican festival time that a bunch of Dominicans came
yeah.
in, and it's like you have Bloods and Crips and Latin Kings showing up. It's like, who stop fucking messing up our parade? It would be like if the IRA came and did something stupid during the St. Patrick's Day parade. It's like, thanks for ruining
I think,
it,
I
Dicks.
Think all, you know, all these parades are just, I mean, they get so politically, there's always some issue with them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're involved with people and people suck.
I mean, the Puerto Rican Day Parade, the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Even the Israeli Day Parade. You
yeah,
know, people
Columbus Day Parade. You know, I mean, it's all, you know, it just, it's.
I like the Gay Pride Parade. That's the most festive. And they like unicorns.
I like the looks on your faces when I'm like, if a unicorn showed up at your
question.
Parade.
That was a great question.
You want to know something about the Gay Pride Parade? There's the less issues in politics.
Yeah.
You
know? Everybody knows what it is.
Everybody knows what it is.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're not, yeah.
It's here, we're queer. Get used to it. I love that saying. It's
yeah.
like,
and we
get
have.
Used to
and
it.
And we have.
But it's like every group that is fighting for equality should say that. We're here. We're women. Pay us equally.
Doesn't Same. Really have a ring.
No, it doesn't have a good ring to it. I need a better slogan, but the point is there. Everybody should show up with, look, we're here. Get used to it. Get used to it and just get over it.
Okay.
Why are we still fighting about it?
Okay, well, there you go. That was a really weird way to end an absurd segment, but
okay. Good. Yeah, well, yeah. Sorry to inject a dose of reality after all the unicorns and Latin kings. Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
A Latin unicorn king.
You know, it's funny. You forget when you're debating, you forget because you get into debating. And I'm bringing up my reasons here. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading, and I go, these are absolutely ridiculous. And then I go, oh, that's right. They're supposed to be.
They're right.
Because we're so used to debating about heavy duty shit.
They were so ridiculous. I was like, well, thank you, Joe.
Like nonsense.
Yours was like, I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe you're saying
well, that's
that.
Well, that's the fun part about it because it's a farce.
You
and you can
completely.
Have fun. You can have fun with farce. You know, really have a good time with farce. So that's what's make it.
And now that we've explained the bit, we'll take a break.
Can't leave it alone.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.